good. And I heard you talking about something something that you went through there. I just caught like one round. So whatever it was that you were finishing up there, John, hope it's working out well for you. Over to you.
Yeah, you haven't heard me in the afternoon because I haven't been going to work. I've been home recuperating for the last 6 weeks, but this is my first day back, and I had to go to two places. I had to go to Coney Island, which I took care of already at 6 o'clock, and then I go to East New York at 7. I'm just at the intersection of Bushwick and Pennsylvania. I'm going to make that a little bit of a left there, and very, very, congested over here. So. Listen, now let me concentrate on my driving, and I'm going to say 73. You guys, both of you, have a great day. Take care. And with that, I'll turn it over to Pete, and I'll say 73. This is N2EB.
Well, 73, John, and never hesitate to call or send me an email if you have any questions. Not that you'll necessarily need to, but never feel like you can't. And you can always get me, at my call sign at ARRL.net. Anyway, good day. And speedy recovery with that last 5%. Anyway, Pete, back to you. I'm just passing by Van Cortlandt Park.
All right, very good. I've got a pretty early start this morning, I guess, there, Pete. And all right, John, that explains it all. I didn't realize that you had a procedure there. Tell me what it was, and that explains everything. And in the middle of December, I guess you've been, I guess that's about the last time I remember talking to you was somewhere a little more than 2 weeks before. I can't recall you mentioning anything. But welcome back, and I hope everything's going well for you. And, we'll look forward to hearing you more regularly then. You're on the air. And, yeah, it was a nice weekend. Just, had a nice dinner with my sister and my nephews yesterday. I haven't seen them since New Year's Day. So for almost a month, I hadn't seen them, but, I was able to get a couple more boxes from my mother's house, that had come up just before Thanksgiving. And, had a good weekend and got some stuff done, and going through papers, throwing more things out, kind of clearing house out, and getting rid of stuff that seems to accumulate over time. Over to you there, Pete.
Yeah, it was an unexpected mild January weekend, and actually took the opportunity to throw up a bigger wire antenna up into the trees on my property, and it was a perfect day to do that, and got it up real high, at least 40, 50 feet up, and used a variation on a slingshot to fishing line, get the antenna up at a good altitude, and my aim was good. Everyone was dead on, so definitely should have bought a lottery ticket yesterday. Anyway, back to you, Pete.
Oh, it's good that you got your the antenna up then. That's great. Yeah, I know. Oh, very good. And hopefully you'll get some good use out of it with the way things are getting better and better on the HF. And that's good. It's amazing that with how mild the winter is, especially Friday, was amazing how it was pushing 60 degrees here. So that's nice. And if you can put up an antenna in the middle of the winter, then that really shows you things are quite different this year. I kind of doubt very much that we'll have any snow days. I could be wrong, though. February could become quite different with the weather, but usually the worst weather is January. So we'll see what happens. And I'm trying to remember, I guess Ron, not yet, but we'll be shortly going to Japan and Korea. And but I don't think it was yet. But I think it's coming up pretty soon, within the next week or something like that. Over to you, Pete.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I thought Ron said he was flying out on Saturday. Now, I don't know if that was this past weekend or next Saturday, but maybe we'll find out if he comes in or doesn't come in. And, you know, after I put this antenna up and I checked the SWR and power and everything, my first contact was actually a record for me, almost 8,000 miles connected with a ham in the, I'm trying to remember the name of the islands now, just north of Guam, Mariana Islands, and it was 5.9, which was amazing, on 10 meters, and so I felt doubly good getting the wires up where I wanted them, and it seemed to have paid off, because there seems to be a good difference between a 30-foot up antenna and a 50-foot up antenna. But, you know, maybe I was just lucky and propagation was good yesterday. So we'll give it more time and see. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, very good, very good. And, wow, that's incredible. Mariana Islands. Boy, oh boy, on 10 meters, 5.9, this is incredible. Conditions are just something else, aren't they? And getting better and better. So that's great. Great. Well, good to hear that. And, I have a lot of interesting contacts and experiences ahead. A lot of fun, especially in the dead of the winter, you know. And, yeah, Ron, I'm just trying to think through this now. Maybe he did leave on Saturday. I'm just trying to think through it a little bit. Like, it could be next Saturday, this coming Saturday, but maybe he didn't fly. So, well, we'll see what happens. Check the check my email. He may have sent me an email, and but I know he's going to be there for, I think, a good week and a half, something like that. So very good, lots of good flying, and yeah, I'm looking forward to our cruise coming up next month. Just 3 weeks away, or just actually a little under 3 weeks away. So it should be a lot of fun and a nice time. And hopefully the weather will be cooperative, that we won't run into any kind of big delays or anything like that. W2SCT Mobile, back to you, Pete.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
I don't know, Pete. Sometimes I think you've got a stopwatch and you get it right to the second. Anyway, just thinking the traffic is starting to build now. Yeah, the sky looks good. Looks like a nice day ahead. And, I don't know if it was the conditions or, you know, the elevation. It is a longer, more sophisticated antenna, if that's the right word. I had an end-fed dipole that was really just for 20 meters, and now I have this thing called off-center-fed dipole that's for 6 to 80 meters. And one was 33 feet, and the new one, I think, is over 90 feet in length. So, I guess more metal in the sky is always better. So, of course, getting up higher, it's, I guess, more in the elements, subject to wind and motion, and hopefully it'll stay up. And hopefully the birds don't decide to take advantage of it too much. Anyway, did well on 80 meters last night also. Made a contact, which I've never done outside the United States or Canada. She spoke to somebody in Estonia, so I'm happy. And, you know, the only thing after this, I guess, is a Yagi, and I'm not sure that'll ever happen. Anyway, we're just passing Yankee Stadium. Back to you, KC2KKX for ID.
Okay, very good. KC2KKX, W2SCT Mobile. Yeah, thank you, Guitar. I'll just come up on exit 51 here on the LIE. In the vicinity of where Jay lives. And, but he's not going to be on for another half hour, probably, or so. So, I'm always missing him. Sometimes I bump into him in the morning, but not always. Yeah, it's a beautiful sky out. Actually, the clouds to the east have a purplish little hue. The sun is just popping up. And, but it's quite a bit to the south there, so it's not in our eyes or anything like that. So, very good. Yeah, the more metal in the sky, I think, the better. And the Estonian contact was on CW, I'm sure, right? So that sounds interesting. And has 80 been pretty quiet, like it's not too noisy, relatively quiet out. And I'm curious, because I haven't been on that band in a bit of time. W2FCT Mobile. Yeah, I made it right up against the mark there, the next to the last transmission. I kind of know when I'm pushing the clock a little bit on that. W2FCT Mobile. Back to you, Pete.
On UFM Mobile.
UFM recognized. So the 80 meter contact to Estonia was a single sideband phone, and you know, it's the first time I ever got out outside North America on 80 meters. I'll admit it wasn't the strongest signal, but it was good, you know, a solid maybe 3-3 or 4-4. And I was amazed. But you never know when that happens. I wouldn't say it was reliable. Although maybe with this new antenna it will be. We'll see. Anyway, I'm sorry. Was it UFM? You take it and give it to Pete.
N2UZB recognized K1UFM returning. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, heard somebody talk about 75-meter DX. I checked in early Sunday morning to some fella in the Orkney Islands off the coast of Scotland running a DX cluster, and I ran about four or five stations in the Great Britain area, only running 100 watts to a 30-foot random wire, so I guess conditions were right. Over to you, Peter.
Okay, Knopf, I'll actually let me hand it over to you, Knopf, and then you can hand it back to me. Nice hearing you in Ed as well. Go ahead, Knopf, and then turn it over.
Okay, good morning, guys. Just turned the radio on, and I heard something about sounds like there was maybe a band opening yesterday